So, Chris.
Yes.
When you think about your job and your work, what's a good way for you to increase the chances for your success at what you do? So that's the question. So write it down. What do you need to do to increase the chances for success on the job?
Well, if I think about the training context, of course, preparation is key. Mm-hmm. And part of preparation includes reading material and having conversations with you and then reading it again and just feeling really comfortable and competent with whatever it is that I'm training. But I think another key piece of success, too, is really the state management and really working on the actual delivery when we're training and the specifics of how you do it when you do it.
Okay.
And I think that makes for a successful training. And, of course, making the participants feel good about themselves.
Okay. So what would somebody in a very similar role need to do to increase their chances for success?
Well, my sense would be all of those things.
So they need to do the same thing.
Yeah, they would need to prepare, work on their presentation and delivery and their own state management and how to work with groups.
Got it. Okay, so the question is, what do you need to do to increase the chances for your success? What would somebody in a very similar position need to do to increase the chances of their success? Got those questions? So just ask them like I did, one and then the other. And again, do it crisply. And what we're looking for with this question, these two questions, are our work style, and it has to do with rules and structure. And do you recall what Chris said? I said, what do you need to do to increase your chances for success? And she named several things. I said, what does somebody else need to do? And she said the same thing, basically, right? Yeah. So that's my rules for me. My rules for you. And often that's going to be, that's probably the more common one of all of them. So that's that one. The second one is your.
So that's my rules for me and your rules for you.
So I wouldn't presume to tell, I know what I need to do, but I don't want to put my map on you. You do what you need to do. So my rules for me, your rules for you.
So like, for example, we're looking at hiring a contractor to do our website. So we have, you know, in that situation, we know what it is that we want, but at the same time, we're wanting something really new and different. And so our hope is that they'll bring some ideas to the table and operate from that. So in a sense, that's, you know, my rules, our rules for us. And
you think, for example, coaches, we have several people that are coaches in this room, right? Coaches tend to operate my rules for me, your rules for you. I'm not going to presume to tell you what to do. Sometimes therapists have to do my rules for me, and here's what you need to do to be functional in the world. You need to take these medications, you need to work these things through. So that's your. Then we have, let's see, no. My rules for me, and I don't have any rules for you. And there are a lot of contexts where it's like, I know what my rules are for me to be successful. I don't know, I don't basically care what yours are because it doesn't have anything to do with me. Does that make sense? And it's not necessarily that somebody's being callous or nasty or anything. It's just they know what their deal is, but your deal wouldn't come up as important for them. And so you get a response like, well, I know what I need to do. I don't know what you need to do. Really, it's none of my business. Then there's the other one, which is no rules for me and my rules for you. Well, if you take that to an extreme, how many of you have seen parents that operate this way?
Yes.
The child has to follow all these rules, but the parent doesn't. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. They say, do as I say, not as I do. You know, you're not allowed to smoke, but I can, or whatever. The worst case of this you might think of is some really oppressive government where there are no rules for the government and they're killing people and stuff like that, but they have all kinds of rules for the people. You know, the Nazi party back in the 40s. So I saw a hand back here. Yes.
Is there a no-no?
Question well, was, is there a no-no?
There could be, but it's probably pretty uncommon. Be like, I'm clueless what I need to do to be successful, and same for everybody else.
So how do you connect them?
Yeah. It rarely comes up. It's never come up when I've done it. So, but it makes sense. It's a good question. Now, by the way, what do you think the... Yeah, Lance?
Is it like I don't know, or is it no, like there's no rules for me?
Well, it could be.
People.
I have no idea what I need to do to be successful, but I know what you need to do. And often these are people that will pass information down from somewhere else. Like the boss says, Lance, you have to do this and that and the other thing. I'm just the messenger. That kind of thing. So which do you think the best managers would be here, typically?
My mind.
This one, as a rule. Because it's real, it gets clear and consistent. With this one, you may let it be all over the map and you may be not giving enough delegation or direction or communicating the values. But there are a lot of places for these. In different contexts, you may have different things. You know, when your children are young, you're probably my, when kids are 7 years old. But when your kids are 18, how many of your parents have kids who have gotten a little bit older? And then you say, well, you need to decide. You're basically you're growing up now. So often good parenting will switch from my. We've got the rules for the child so they feel safe and know how to behave in the world. And then you start giving them more and more latitude when they get older because they're more able to handle it. These two are going to be most of the people you ever encounter in the world.
Mo, did you have a question?
What's that?
What about the parents that stay in my is what Mo
Well, how many of you know parents that do stay in my? When you're 25 years old, and your parents are still saying, these are my rules. Not in my house.
Well, that's in
your house, my rules.
Well, that... Yeah, your mother-in-law comes over and it's her rules, right? Or, that would be my... Well, I'm not sure what that is, but you've got... If you hang on to this too long, what happens? What if the parent says, not in my house you don't, but in your house you do what you want. That's your, right? But if your parent's still calling you up and saying, well, you shouldn't be doing that,
And you're 30 or older.
Or 25 or something, then that's you're going to have a lot of friction, right? Yeah.
Parents calling you up and say, "How come I never see you anymore?"
What's that?
Parents calling you up and say, "How come I don't see you anymore?"
Yeah.
Because
it's
my mind.
Stop telling me.
Yeah. Because I have my own rules, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, what we want to have, what you want to do is. Be aware of this because this in the workplace can make a huge difference. You have a my-your manager, the whole thing's going to operate differently than a my. It might be a my-your manager if you're managing a group of highly skilled professional people who are pretty independently successful on their own. You don't want to rope them in too much. My might come where people need more guidance and that kind of thing. But this one's going to be more consistent as a rule. And people feel safer in this environment because they know what the rules are. Have you ever been in a place and you didn't know what the deal was exactly? And you're kind of figuring out and it's awkward, right? It's like, what do I do here? It's a rule structure.
I could imagine someone answering, oh, what you tell me or what my manager tells me I have to improve is what I need for more success. And that you should do. So that could be your type. Wow, how come you don't mention that?
Well, it's what do you need to do to increase the chances of your success? That's a my. So the my will always be when
I look I ask others what I should do.
That's okay. External.
But it would still be my, but the rule is looking external.
My rule is I find out what everybody wants and we do it that way.
Okay.
It's still my rule. But that would be more an externally referenced person. Okay. Does this one make sense to you? It's not the, to me it's not the most critical one on the list.